Good morning. Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are learning together Mizmor Nun Zayin, the 57th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. And let's take a quick look at this. We have 12 psukim ahead of us, and there's essentially two sections. The first pasuk, of course, is the Ketovet, is the introduction, in which it says Lamanatzeach Al Tashches LeDavid Michtam VeVarchom Ibnei Shaul BaMa'ara. This is a Lamanatzeach. This is for the conductor Al Tashches, which is a musical instrument. Or we'll see what it sounds like. The translation is Don't destroy. It's a Michtam for David when he is running from a Shaul in a cave. Okay, and then we have two sections. The first section is Pasuk Beis Tohei, which David HaMelech calls out to Hashem to save himself. Included in this is like a supplication to rest in the shade of Hashem, requesting the salvation from Hashem, and a description of his enemies. And the second section is Psukim Vov to Yud Beis, the end of the Mizmor, where he thanks Hashem upon the salvation. He describes how he elevates Hashem over the whole world. The enemies will fall into the trap that they dug for him, and the focus on his own heart and the instruments of praising Hashem and be able to publicize Hashem's message around the whole world. In terms of the central theme, it's obvious that the narrator, the person who is writing this, is in a place of terrible tsar and suffering. And he calls out to Hashem for the salvation from his foes and then gives great thanks for his salvation. One of the questions we can ask in these kind of mizmorim is, when was this actually said? These are two very different tones. Praying desperately for salvation and thanking Hashem for salvation usually come at different times. So how does it work? So one option is that these were actually said at different times. He prayed to be released from the suffering at one point in time, and when he was released from the suffering, he thanked Hashem for the salvation. Then later on, he put these two different moments in his life together to form this mizmor. One option. Another option is he's actually said this after the salvation occurred, and now he's recalling how bad the suffering actually was. So he's in a place of rest now, but when he remembers how bad it was, that actually enhances his appreciation of the salvation now. Another option is he could be saying it actually during the times of the suffering. Why is he mentioning the salvation? Either because he has enough trust in Hashem to believe it is almost as real as if it already happened, even though he's in a place of suffering. Or because it perhaps might be his neder, his promise to do something to be worthy of that salvation. In terms of events behind this mizmor, the general description of the enemies are pretty general. So the enemies are described to have, are described to be burning coals in their teeth and their lips, slandering him are like arrows. So it seems to be many enemies it could be. However, the Kotevet, the introduction, does make it more clear that in fact this is referring to a specific situation. It is Bevarchom Ibnei Shaul BaMa'ara, when David HaMelech fled from Shaul to a cave. It is worthwhile noting that this actually occurs two times that we can see in Tanakh. One is the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Beis, where David HaMelech is starting his perpetual fleeing from Shaul, and he runs to the cave of Adullam. And that's where he gathers his band of men, his 600 men, who join him. So that's the first time it occurs. We don't know so much about that episode, the cave of Adullam, but that's certainly his starting point. The second time he flees to a cave is more famous. That's in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalet. That's two parakim later, 24, where David HaMelech runs to a cave in the area of Ein Gedi, in the areas just by the Dead Sea. We have the different valleys over there, and he hides in one of those caves. Shaul HaMelech comes to relieve himself, enters the cave where David HaMelech and his men are. David HaMelech is able to come creep up behind him and is about to kill Shaul HaMelech, and then ultimately only cuts the edge of his garment, for which David HaMelech feels bad for, and in fact pays for later on in his life, for even taking the knuff, the end of the meal of the king, the end of the cloak of the king. But afterwards he runs outside, and as Shaul HaMelech is walking away from the cave and is at a safe distance, he calls out to him and he says, Lama tishma es divrei adam lemor hinei David mevakesh ra'asecha. He calls out to him and he says, why do you believe people who say that I want your ill? Hinei hayom azeh ru'oei necha asher nilson necha Hashem hayom biyodi b'amara. Hashem gave me gave you in my hands in the cave. And people said I should kill you, but I did not. I had mercy on you. I know that you are the chosen one of Hashem. I'm not going to capture you. This may actually yield meaning to the introduction to this mizmor, where David calls this Lamanatzeach Al Tashches LeDavid. Al Tashches means do not destroy. That means to say that it's not so much about David not being destroyed by his enemies, it might be the struggle internally about him not destroying Shaul. In fact, later on in Perek Chavov, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, David Melech is confronted with a similar situation where he sneaks into the camp where everybody's sleeping, and he's just by Shaul's head, and he's able to kill Shaul with Avishai, and Avishai recommends exactly that. And David Melech turns to him and says, Vayomer Avishai, Al Tashchisehu, don't kill him. Ki mi shalach yadai b'mashiach Hashem v'nikah. Who can be killing the anointed one of Hashem and be acquitted? Adar HaMelech ultimately believes that philosophically, theologically, Shaul HaMelech is deserving of death, but he's not going to be the tool, he's not going to be the instrument of that, because he does not want to get his hands dirty. Hashem will have his ways, and ultimately that's exactly what happens. But when it says, Al Tashchisehu, don't kill him, that's what is happening in this mizmor. So this mizmor perhaps is not as much a focus on David HaMelech's own life, which is at stake, but about his own struggles internally about whether or not to take action when he's given the opportunity to. And his men suggest, his generals suggest, he should take action. David HaMelech is not willing to do so. He believes Hashem still has a plan which is unfolding, and he's not willing to upset that plan. That's what Al Tashches means, and that's the struggle. That's perhaps why in this mizmor, a lot of it is talking to his own spirit, to his own soul. He talks to his heart, to Libi, to Kavodi. Kavodi refers to his neshama, to his soul. There's a lot of internal discussion because he's struggling internally with this decision-making process. In terms of places this appears in our davening, it doesn't appear wholesale, but Pasuk tests give us the indication, Ura chavodi ura ha-nevil b'chinara ira shachar, awake my soul, awake my harp and lyre, I'll awake the dawn. Sounds like it was said early in the morning. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos describes how David HaMelech would get up either in the middle of the night or at the end of the night. David HaMelech did not have a very long sleep in terms of his communal personality, as he was able to represent so many people and daven for so many people and learn Torah through the night. He lived a very, very, a very fine schedule in terms of sleep, and part of it is derived from this mizmor. There are a few phrases which are borrowed in different piyotim, the Hamavdil piyot on Motzei Shabbos, the piyot on Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, some in Slichos are borrowed from some of the language in this mizmor. Finally, just one pasuk in the highlight today, and that is pasuk Gimel. It's actually, there's a song which is made on this pasuk, which is Ekra Lelokim Elyon Lakel Gomer Olai. I call on the God Most High, God who is good to me. And the Radak points out that even though he's being chased by the very king in society, he calls out to Hashem, who is Elyon, who's above the king, and that's why he's calling out to Hashem. Sometimes we're chased, sometimes we're in our own caves in our lives. When we feel chased by the most powerful people, we feel there's no way out. But we need to remember that no matter how powerful a person is, or a situation is, a natural situation, Hashem is Elyon, Hashem is above that. That's what David HaMelech is evoking. The Malbim points out that in this pasuk you see two things. He calls out to Hashem is Elyon is above this world, and Glokel Gomer Olai, Gomer comes from the word Gomar, to finish me. Hashem is the beginning and Hashem is the end. He is above and He is below. He is all the way through. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above the grid. He is above the system. And if we have that kind of understanding and perspective of Hashem, then we are surely and truly protected by Him. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day. Kol Tov.